أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه، يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم، ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء، وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض، ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
MashaAllah, that was a beautiful rendition of Ayatul Kursi by Sheikh Musharib al-Rashid, one of the famous reciters of the Quran Kareem. While Dawood Samson was talking there earlier on about recitation of the Quran and developing a relationship with the Quran during the month of Ramadan, but our intention should be from now that relationship should continue post Ramadan. And if we make that intention and we supplicate to Allah that, oh Allah, make me from amongst those who will have an established relationship with the Quran post Ramadan, then inshallah Allah will accept our supplication, especially if we couple it with effort. And our relationship with the Quran should not only be about recitation. Recitation is obviously a pivotal part of a believer's relationship with the Quran, but it's not the only part. It should go beyond that. It should also be about understanding the meaning of the Quran. And I've explained this many times in the past, that we have this misconception that meaning of the Quran should only be known to the scholars. No. Interpreting of the Quran is left to the scholars, because it's a science, and they study that particular science. But the Quran is Allah's love letter to each one of us, and we need to learn the meanings at least of the main surahs, at least of verses like Ayatul Kursi. So when we read it all the time, we know what we are reading and we have a different enjoyment, and that is open to every believer, and every believer should strive in that regard. And that is why we do the tafsir of these ayat and these surahs. Last year we did Surah Fatiha, the year before we did Surah Mulk, and this year we're doing Ayatul Kursi. Okay, just recap what we discussed on Friday morning. We discussed the very first sentence where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions Allahu la ilaha illa hu. Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides Him. And we explained that Ayatul Kursi begins by emphasizing the concept of Tawheed. And that is that there is none that is worthy of worship besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He's the only deity. He's the only being worthy of worship. And we discussed the word Allah. We said the word Allah is like a proper noun for the being, for the dhat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And the word Allah means that being who combines all perfections and is free of all shortcomings. That being who combines all perfections and is free of all shortcomings. And whilst Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has many beautiful names, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى, the greatest name of Allah is the word Allah. So, in that first sentence, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ, Allah is that being besides whom there is none worthy of worship. The Tawheed is emphasized. And then at the end of that sentence, two attributive names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are brought to indicate to us why Allah is worthy of worship and why none besides Allah is worthy of worship. The first of those attributive names is Al-Hayy. Al-Hayy means the living in Arabic, or some have translated it as the ever-living or the alive. What is indicated in this word, this attributive name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Hayy, is that Allah was from ever before and Allah will be forever after. Meaning that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is beyond death. Allah is beyond non-existence. Many of us, there was a time when we were, well, not many of us, all of us, there was a time when we were not in existence, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala brought us into existence. But Allah, He was there from ever before and He will remain forever. Allah is time, and everything else is the creation of Allah. Bringing from non-existence into existence, that is the exclusive capability of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's why we are the creation and He is the creator. So Al-Hayy, the ever alive, or the alive, or as some have translated, the living, Al-Hayy. That's the first attributive name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The second attribute of name that's brought here is Qayyum. Now, Qayyum means to stand, literally. Or Qiyam, rather. The word Qayyum comes from the word Qiyam, which means to stand. Qayyum and Qayyam are an exaggerated forms of the word. It means that being who stands firmly and keeps others sustained and supported all simultaneously. Other Mufassirin have explained it in this way, that Qayyum is that being who creates everything, and after he creates it, he looks after it and he maintains it. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not only a Khaliq, he's not only a creator, but after creating us, he's Qayyum. Whatever he has created, the heavens and the earth and whatever it contains, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala looks after it, he maintains it. He effects change when he sees fit, and he rules as per his desires. And these words, Al-Hayyul Qayyum, you'll see that there's a lot of barakah in these words. For example, in Bukhari, there's a narration when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would supplicate to Allah during the Tahajjud Salah. He would say, "O Allah, all praise is due to you. Anta qayyumu samawati wal ard. You are the maintainer of the heavens and the earth, woman fihin, and everything that is within it." And these two attributive names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, the scholars have written that these two names together, the combination of these two names of Allah, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, results in the Ismul A'adham, the greatest name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu anhu says that there was a time during the Battle of Badr when I wished I could see where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was and what he was doing. And when I got to him, I saw he was in the state of sajda. And he was constantly saying, "Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum." So there are ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that indicate that inna feehima ismallahi al-a'azam, that these two attributive names of Allah, Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum, they contain the greatest name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now what's the benefit of the Ismul A'azam, as mentioned in one narration of Abu Umama, that when you use the Ismul A'azam, الَّذِي إِذَا دُعِيَ بِهِ أَجَابَ فِي ثَلَاثٍ, that it's so effective that when you utilize it at the time of making dua, your du'as are readily accepted by Allah. And this hadith indicates that the Ismul A'azam can be found in three surahs. Surah Al-Baqarah, which is in this Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illahu, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. Then in Surah Al-Imran, the very opening verse, Alif Lam Mim, Allahu la ilaha illahu, Al-Hayyul Qayyum. And then in Surah Taha, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّمِ. So Al-Hay and Al-Qayyum, in short, are the Ismul A'azam, the great names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, whereby du'as are readily accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We leave it there for today, Mawlana, and inshallah tomorrow we'll continue then into the second sentence of Surah, of Ayatul Kursi, the greatest verse that was revealed in the Quran.